Who are you speaking, may I ask?
Just Greg.
Greg, how are you doing? Greg, it's
Hi.
Mr. Cordell. I'm just trying to find out some information. In 2016, yes, I have the date here, on the 15th of the 8th, 2016, a load of people came to my home address. And that address is
Sorry,
one...
What did you say your name was?
My name is Mr. My name is Mr. Simon. My Christian name is Paul, P-A-U-L, Paul. My first name is Simon Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is the 26th of the 1st, 1981.
Okay, then carry on.
And what I would like to understand is I'm drafting an official report of all the transcripts and everything because the doctors breached entry into my home. And they filled a 135 in illegally, and filled it into it for a judge to grant access, saying I wouldn't give them access. When they came into my home, I had a recording equipment, and we questioned the doctors in my house, and I have the audio, and we questioned the council officers, and they admitted that I had gave them access, and that I was giving them access, and that they had illegally detained the section 135 to get to my house. Now, less than 2 months later after me filing an official complaint with the complaints advocate, they illegally came to my house and took me to a cell, refused to interview me, and the same doctors that I had the complaint in against came to my cell door, never took me out of the cell. I've got the CCTV camera evidence of this. They never done an assessment out of my cell. Yeah, with me two doctors and an AMP worker. One of them was named Maggie Fuller, and basically, they forced me to illegally get detained in St. Anne's Hospital. Now, I wrote an official report drafting every day and every second. I've transcribed all the audio and everything I have. And I'm going to... I've spoke to the NHS Complaints Advocacy, and I've spoke to a lot of other people in regards to these matters. What I'm actually trying to achieve right now of yourself... I am recording this conversation... I am actually recording this conversation, Greg. Yeah, so... Anything that you just said, I will be able to play back, and I will be transcribing this up and putting it into my official report as well. Yeah, so our conversation is going to be going into official document, yes? Now, what I'm looking for is, who is Dr. Amin? Amin is one of the gentlemen that came into my house, A-M-I-N. And I'm also looking to find a Dr. Alabaz, L-A-L-B-A-Z-A-Z. I'm trying to find their first or second names and who these people are that gained access to my house illegally are.
So Paul, you said all of this happened and you were placed in St. Anne's Hospital, is it?
Yes, and then after St. Anne's Hospital, after Section 2, I went to tribunal and I proved my innocence at tribunal. I was found not to be well of mind and sanity. And then after that, they forced medical treatment on me. They forced for me to have home treatment under a section 111 when they understood that this was illegal for them to force the medication because I'd only been put on a section 2 and you do not have to have home treatment. I continue to express myself and record these at every meeting that every single person come to my home, and I took the names of all the workers who tried to force medication on me under the Prescription Medication Act 2012. This is a breach of their statutory duties, and they was not acting reasonable people, acting with neglect. They were breaching the right to life and the right to my family and private life, including security and liberty. Now, I am asking you to follow your statutory duties and explain to me who these other people are employed by the company that you represent, the company head, who are. Yeah, and I'm asking you, Greg, who is Dr. Admin?
Can you tell me something?
Yes?
What's your address?
My address is 109 Burncroft Avenue, B-U-R-N-C-R-O-F-T Avenue. Enfield, London, N9, E Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec. My house is covered in cameras in every room.
7 what?
Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec. My front room has cameras online, so does my kitchen, so does my bathroom, and every room is on full record in my house. I do not leave the premises until this complaint is being dealt with. I intend to sue employees that work for your company for them for false imprisonment and falsifying documents and falsifying and not going through the correct procedures. Yeah, there is multiple incidents, and I would like you to please help me.
Okay, so Paul, my question is, how long were you in St. Anne's?
I got detained in St. Anne's for... I'm asking you in regards to two doctors' names. The Julia Crinich.
Yeah,
Julia Crinich is the director of this... Julia
Crinich
is the director of this of the company, and I'm suing St. Anne's Hospital as well as an infringement towards my human rights, and I have the rest of them, and I have video evidence continuously throughout every day. If you would like to send the people, these employees, to attack me again, I will be recording and you will have no legs to stand on. This is at the end of your not following the lead, and now I'm in control and I'm controlling the reins, and I intend to make sure that disciplinary action happens within your building and to some of the employees. Yeah, and I intend to make them public and make them famous so that they have a problem to get employment again, because I do not think they deserve the position that they have because they abuse their positions.
Sorry, Paul, I can't hear you properly.
Well, the recording that I am, please can you provide me with the doctor's names that came into my house?
I can't provide you with any names right now, but I need to know is, why is it that this time of the morning are you calling to find out?
Because I continue to work throughout the day and the night at times that I feel feasible for myself to work, and I work in my defence to build a defence against employees that are breaching their statutory duties and against breaching my human rights. I stand up for my liberties.
So which team were you under in the community?
I am not under no team. An application, an ASBO application, got put against me for the organisation of illegal raids. I never got arrested for something that was illegal. At the time when they decided to serve me the application, I had prior just won a case that I was on curfew for 1 year for. I was in the house for a year on stringent bail conditions, barred to go into London, an 8 o'clock curfew, and I had to sign on at the police station every day. While I was on these curfew conditions, I was working in a community hall, Kemp Hall Community Hall, and I was managing the community hall and had the keys to it. I was also doing Kids with Cerebral Palsy, an event in Winchmore Hill Park. I was doing Enfield Tans Park Festival, supplying the generator, Drawrence Park Festival, Edmonton Green Festival, and Lock to Lock Festival. I was building my own charity on twosmooth.co.uk, a CIC incorporated association. And in building this company, while I was on the bail conditions, I won the case. As I walked out my front door, that I met another partner, because that had damaged my 13-year relationship. In meeting this partner, I looked after the person and loved them with all of my heart. To this day now, me and that partner have never had an argument, and we have never gave anybody the consent to use our names in any form or other way. So now me and my partner are still in contact. If I choose to contact her, I will contact her. Yes,
okay,
and there was a kid involved. Now, what the police done was the police served another ASBO outside my house, and it never had no signatures on the bottom of it, no victim signatures. Now, they gave me 7 years curfew inside of my house on top of that year curfew, which is an 8-year curfew, for the organisation of illegal raves, and forgot to arrest me. Now, I looked at the stamps and I noticed they were saying all white people committed the crimes in the 999 CADs, and that all the CAD numbers went backwards in the CAD centre. I noticed that I knew the laws that I represented, and I refused to be a grass to grass up these six people that I do not know that were put in the folder. So I went to the Facebook and copied everyone's Facebook profiles, the people that were organising these events, and chose not to give them to the police because I'm not doing their line of investigation for them. I kept winding up the call centre saying, how have I got some 7 years now for a standalone ASBO when the maximum sentence if you are arrested is 6 months in prison? It's abuse of position, and I never committed the crimes, and I've got the Facebook accounts to prove it. Because I kept calling the call center, they called USDOT up, and USDOT come in as a tactical team and attacked me. Yeah, and this is what I'm trying to represent, get organized now. I have a fully documented diary, and I'm very upset about it. And so is my partner.
Okay, Paul.
I want people arrested.
What you've asked is for certain doctors. So the thing is, if you've been admitted, if you were admitted to St. Anne's, it would be better if you call the St. Anne's Hospital and find out about whichever ward that you are.
Yes, but it's your team here now. I've got everyone in your team's names now and every one of their personal phone numbers from Maggie for the South Islington Mental Health Team, CIMS, TRS. I've got every single one of them. And I've got most of them on recording audio and video evidence, and I've got what they've allowed to happen and the proof that there is no signatures in the first application that's holding me, illegally detaining me in my house now. Yeah, you could not. I showed all of them when all the doctors and the council officers came in my house to try to take me away. I had recording equipment in my house, and in that recording, we go through everything. We explain. Hello? We explain all the company I'm building. We look at all of my management systems and the folders I'm doing. We go through the ASBO folders, and they can see that there's no signatures and that the timestamps went back, and they understood everything that I was doing. Yeah, and they understood that I was acting within the constraints of the law and not done nothing wrong and not acting out of place in my own home. Yeah.
Okay, Paul. I need to give you a call back. Can I just take your number, please?
Why would you want to take my? I can call you back on this number in a second if you choose me to, and give you and release the number.
No,
to
I
you.
Want to look. I want to check and see if I can find your notes, and then I can. I need to look and see what's going on with your notes and all that. So if I take your number, I'll call you back.
I can call you back in a set time, and I'll disclose my number then if you would like. I'm going through the Supreme Court right now, and I've got the paperwork ready to go through the Supreme Court, and I'm looking to take your employees to the Supreme Court. This is my legal rights to act litigant Litigation means that I'm allowed to act litigant.
Can I just take your name again? It's Paul Simon Cordell.
Yeah. My Christian name is, my middle name is Paul. My first name is Simon. And my middle
Simon
name,
is
my
the first name.
Yes, and my surname is Cordell.
Cordell.
D-E-L-L.
D-E-L-L. And your date of birth is 26 of the first 81.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, fine. You think you can give us a call back in about, now it's, about half 3?
Yes, that is correct. I'll be continuing working on my report, and my report is filed on other people's computers as well. So, the police have been trying to take my report off me for a little while. They keep coming and taking me and trying to take the computers and information. And so far, they haven't been. I've protected myself correctly from this happening.
Simon, it will be helpful if I take your number as well, just in case I can call you.
I change my
well.
Number continuously, and I'm not too sure of this number. Otherwise, I wouldn't be scared to give it to you. I will phone you back in a minute and take withheld off if you like, so you can have it whenever you want. And you can call me.
Give us a call in about 15 minutes or so then.
Pardon?
About 15 minutes, half past.
Yes, I will do that. I'll give you half an hour happily. It's 10 past now, so by 40 past. Hey, do you know the two doctors' names that I request?
Well, you said Dr. Amin.
Yes, that's correct.
Hello?
Yes, that's correct.
And the next doctor, can you say the next doctor again?
Hang on, give me one second. Let me just scroll through the list of people here. Dr. Alabaz, A-L-B-A-Z-A-Z.
Okay, fine. I'll have a check, but it's to see what they've got on your notes and all that.
Yes, I'd just like to know the people that dealt with me.
Okay, you want to know more about them, is it?
Yeah, no, what I want to know is their first or surnames, just know their full names, and then I'm legally entitled to understand the rest. If I have to put freedom of information and subject access requesting and strip the computers that you're working on, I will do that within my legal rights.
Fine. Simon,
please release the information to me. Otherwise, I'll take my full accounts and everything you hold on me. Okay, thank you. Thank you.